Please be seated, everybody. So, disaster. Moses had to climb a mountain to meet God. And Jesus used to go to similar places to get away from the crowds so that he could be close to his heavenly Father. But what about us? Do we have to be mountaineers to get to God? What about you and me? What about Joshua, who has come here to be baptized today? What about Joshua and the two Lucys and Daniel and Lauren and Juliet, who have come here today to receive communion for the first time? Do we have to go up a mountain to find God? I certainly hope not. I don't think my blood pressure could stand it. And that gives us, actually, one of the best reasons to choose the Christian faith above all others. Christians know that there is love and mercy in the heart of God. He will not test us beyond what we can bear. We don't even have to be good. We don't even have to be good to make God love us. Our amazing faith tells us that even while we are sinners, Jesus volunteered to die on the cross to show us how great God's love for us is. We don't have to be good to make him love us. He will love us anyway, and he hopes that that will make us good in the end. And because of that, all that we have to do is trust him. And everything evil we ever did, he chooses to forget. And he gives us a fresh start. We don't have to go on pilgrimages to Mecca, or to pray that our next Passover will be in Jerusalem. We don't have to study long books full of laws in order to live perfect lives to earn God's love. He loves us anyway, and that's why Jesus taught us to call God not Father, but Dad. Just imagine the kindest, most forgiving, most loving, most generous dad you could possibly have. It's him we talk to when we pray. And here is Jesus, our hero. And he's not a fictional hero, and he's not a movie hero. He's a real hero who went into battle against evil on the cross. And he died there without losing his generous and loving heart. He won that battle for us. But how could they possibly kill him who is so full of life, so full of goodness? Only 100 hours later, his friends knew he was still alive. And that was 2,000 years ago. And today, we, his friends, have gathered here again. And he is still with us. In our voices, in our hearts and minds, using our hands and our voices to do his work, which never stopped. These young people are coming to take their place amongst us today. Please make a big fuss of them. After the likes of you and me are dead and in heaven, their voices will speak for Jesus. Their hands will be doing his work. And by that, he will still be here, loving people until they become his people, forgiving and blessing them until they find their home in him.